Kufir Al, halfway down. Rabba bar Rav Huna. Ikla, lebe Rabba bar Rav Nachman. Aisel kamei, tlos sa'i, tchoi. Rashi says, three saw of Shalish saw him pass Nakia, Paneh toichem b'shem Radvash. So that's a delicacy. Amrlai mia difas la. Amrlahu is Shabbos. Rashi says, Yom Shabbos. Amlu mi havi yadisu that I seen. How you know they were coming? Amalei mi adif is lan, mi not, because of Shabbos Hainik. I said, Yom Shabbos Hayas, Meila, it wasn't for you, it was for Shabbos. But there were all these delicacies were for Shabbos, because of Shabbos Hainik. Adhach Ashkach, and who kavda, the Havabeh, Simpaina, the Bliya Dama. Okay, so after they ate all these delicious chalas over there, they noticed that the liver that was being served had the simpainites, which means the bliadama, the like the veins or whatever it is in the liver. That I guess weren't you didn't take them out. They contained blood by themselves. Amlu amayv disahachi amulei elahechi navid. What should we do? Amlu karish esav erev. We should do is you have to cut it, and where you cut it should be facing down. So maybe you put it in the oven to roast it. Let's let Rashi that the dam will come out because you cut it. You shouldn't just leave those simpainas whole, because then the blood that's in them, as even we had before, we discussed about the blood of the liver itself. Something else. Here we're saying the blood that's in the simpainas, that's a problem. Which is a spleen. Now you know. The spleen, says the Gemara, shumna ba'almahu, and you don't have to worry about blood. Says Rashi. Avotach tichla ein boi dam, v'afilu l'gdeir shari. So spleen, you want to eat meat that you don't have to salt, go get yourself some spleen, enjoy. Yehadu Shmuel, Abdilei Tafshila Tachli, Miyayim Ad Ovid Milsa. When he did a Kazas Dam, you have to eat. So that's what he made for himself when he did a Kazas Dam. Akazav Milsa Kazas. The Kazas Dam, bloodletting. They ate spleen. Fine. Itma, kavde luy bisra. Okay? Rashi explains. Now we have a skewer, or a spit, or a spud, whatever you want. So Rashi says, Batano hitzon cold slishalem, mechudish al spud, tolu lamata, shakovi nosan tchilabach, kachabasa nimsa kovid alim, and shtelna isoi. So if the point of the spit is down, means whatever went in second is facing down. So we have kavda iluye bisra shari. Meaning if you put the liver on first and then you put meat, that's okay. Why? Because it's dumb a mishrak shari. Says Rashi. Dumb mishrak shari. Afish ezov min akaved alabasar. Ein mekach chlum. Afish adam agdei tzli. Ein noyach libala ela machlik v'noif. So we're not worried that the blood that comes out of the liver will go into the meat. We absorb in the meat because we say the blood is smooth. Tyson got a whole discussion over here. Why don't we say because kibayla kach paltai? Even that the we had that concept thing we had before. The blood it was too much sleep, right? So even though the meat will absorb blood, but kibayla kach paltai, just like it comes in, easy come, easy go, it'll come out. Taisa has a whole discussion about that. Taisa wants to say, because maybe it's different, because the kaved, not for the Sfar of the Gemara, since the kaved has not more blood than just meat, Mela, Mela, Maras Kamat, this new Sfar. Now, that's Kavda Eloi Bisro. Okay, what about Kachla Eloi Bisro? You have the Chal, which is the udders. You have that first one you spit, which makes it on top. Awesome. My time of Chalav Sruchim Isra. Now, the blood's not a problem because it's smooth. It flows right off. But the milk, right? It's nitbak menibla. Rashi says. Says the Gemara of Dima Adai Mas Niyipcha Kachle Lui Bisra Shari. My time of Chalav Shchuta Drabana. So Meila, since we're talking about Chalav, the Chalav in the Chal was Chalav Shchuta. It's only Drabana. So Meila, we're less Chayishish. Meshein Kavli Lui Bisra also Dam Deraisa. Oh, so Taisa over here. First, he has a good point. Gemara in Menachah says Dam Shabishloi. Ain't over all of them. Here we talk about Dam Shabishlai. Here we talk about you're being toilet. He says, no, but Chilak, Shaniflat, Achel, and it's Bashal, it's still the rice. When it comes out right away, before it gets cooked, it'll be the rice. Shang in the milk is right away, Drabon. Up here, Tais has a mamash, a very shnakatayna on Rashi. Because Rashi told us before on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. No, Rashi told us on Kuf Tes Amud Beis that the Kaved, right? It says not really blood. The Dam Kaved, I feel Pirish Lav Deraisa, right? So Mele, if Rashi hold that. The blood of the kaved is only asked Rabbanon. So what's the Gemara saying? The difference is the chal and the kaved. The chal is chalav shchuta. The kaved is dam. What do you mean? According to Rashi, dam of the kaved is also only Rabbanon. Shnakatayim. So Gemara Vayit. Oh, so Rashi just points out. So what's the Gemara saying? Hilchasa. Darsha Mamem. Hilchasa ben kaved ben kachla. Who's the business shari? Ben Kavda, Ben Kachla, Tusei Bisra Shari, Ilui Bisra, Yevrein Chatchil Eloi. So if it's underneath, it's on the bottom, that's for sure good. But if it's even, but it's on top, it's not Chatchil. So Rashi says, Ulidan Asal Gamri. Because Rashi says, in those days, they had, the Rashi told us before, the point of the spit was down. That's how they used to roast things in those days. But today, says Rashi, it's not the way we roast things. Our skewers and our spits are flat. So Mela, says Rashi, sometimes one could be higher, one could be lower. You know, you move it. So Mela, it's not going to help you, and therefore, it's always a problem.
What?
That was Hezkash before. And why don't we say I admit the treaty Mithal Ebala?
Yeah.
That was Hezkash by why in this for Mishuk Shari. Tez says the covet has a lot of blood, and therefore you might not say it. I am sure. Rav Ashi Iklo Lebe Rami Bar Abba Chamua father. Chazia lebrei the Rami Bar Abba, yeah. The Koshapid Kav Diluy Bisra. Right, we just saw Kav Diluy Bisra is okay. Damik Mishuk Shari. Amar Kama Yar Haim Rabbana. What kind of big Balgaiv this guy is? Interesting that should be the title on this because of him. Maybe that's Yishmayim, it's a Balgaiv. Aim Adam Rabbana, the Evan Chatchilim Yomer. But the Evan, they said, Kav Diluy Bisra is okay, but Chatchila, we just said, Yet Michaishish. Okay. V'yikah beidugi bisra liyakav de namiyas. Okay. If there's a beidugi, Rashi said, "What's a beidugi?" But Rashi shenoisen kli liyakav la shuman k'derek shenoisen lavozin. When you roast your ducks, Yeah, so ducks are very fatty. So you want to gather the fat that drips out, geschmack of schmaltz. Yeah, so you want to catch all the schmaltz. So you put a kli. Duck schmaltz doesn't talk to you, huh? Okay, well, to be for the best invention to understand what duck schmaltz is. Anyway, so duck schmaltz, you want to save your duck schmaltz. So meila, or any schmaltz. So you put a kli underneath it that should catch the schmaltz. Yeah. Vigbe dugi visra luya kab the nami aser. Okay, says Rashi. So why the fi shadam hakave? So you know your only problem that the blood, yeah, is going on the basar, right? But you have a problem that the blood from the liver is going into the kli, together with the schmaltz, together with the fat. Yeah? Yeah? So therefore, there's a problem. Maishna, midama de bisra. So what are you worried about? You're saying, right, Rashi, dama basa k'shein shem kaveh, zavim ha-shuman. Let's say you don't have, there's no kaveh. You're just roasting your duck, or you're roasting a piece of meat. And you have this beiduni, you want to save the schmaltz. Okay, but there's still blood coming down. Right? Why are you more worried about the blood of the liver than the blood of some piece of meat, random piece of meat? If there's something collecting it, so just like it collects the schmaltz, it collects the blood. Says the Gemara, she came done with the kav the coffee. Says Rashi. I'm sorry, the dumb of the bistro shochein. Dumb of the kav does copy. Rashi. The dumb of the bistro yairei. It rests, means yer l'shulekli, ha'shuman tzaf l'mala, u'menichin l'toich ha'kli, marad mumis shebashulel. So you leave over, so there the blood separates from the fat. The fat is on top. So melo, you leave over the, whatever's, you know, the whatever's red. So that's okay. Hashenke, by the dam of the kaveh is different than regular blood. It's coffee, right? It's safla mala. Amela, that's a problem. Okay. I'm Rav Nachman Mishmuel. This is a Gemara that we had way back. Rav Ches. Chodesh Rosh Tais over there. Yeah. Amr Nachman Mishmuel, Sakin Sheshochad Ba, Osulachach Baraseach. You have a knife that you shechted, you can't use that knife to cut your hot meat. Says Rashi, I did the base of Shechit Raseach, Balea Sakim and Adam, Osulachach Baraseach. Because then, when you cut hot meat, the blood that's absorbed in the knife will come out. Tzainin, see, we have a plague of Rashi Taismis, what does this mean? Rashi says, Im Chotach Ba Tzainin, yeah, so in other words, tzayinu means not that you cut tzayinu with it originally. Tzayinu means you, after this knife, the sakin shel shechita, they use now to cut tzayinu, that's a machlokes, you have to wash off the meat that you're cutting or not. That's where Rashi is going to talk about. Taisin, Nafchesa, and Beis. Has a big arichas, and again, it's Rashi. We're not going to go through all the points. Taisus himself says, Rantam. Oh, Lachmat Sainin. Like a Persian country is, that Basakai. Yeah? Elmai, Taisus, no, it's talking about the knife. Right? Avokasavar. Yeah. Merely has a kasha on Meritam. Because when Shmuel says, Ozak with Sainan, Rafila Dicha, Namash Basahachi, the Lachna but Sainan, then you need Amila Hadacha, was it you want to use the sack and shashchita, the cut sign in, not if you cut sign in, what do you do with the meat that you cut? Koin tzayza means the knife itself. Sack and shashchita, yeah, you now cut hot meat with it. Now, if you want to cut cold meat with it, that's a machlek is whether you have to wash it off or not. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel, Ka'ara shemolach babasar, also lechel barisayah. You have a kli, you did your melichin. So what's the problem? You can't use it to serve your hot challah. Shmuel tamed, lama shmuel, melich harek harisayach, mekavish harek harimavushal, b'meila, melich harek harisayach, so meila, the kli they use for melicha absorbed dam. Rashi. Avisha nivla bad dam. The nice and tam rishayin, have a kis agamar. So therefore, we'll see later about nap or not. But over here, well, here it's not called nap or not. Here the tam of the blood, which is iser, yeah, will go. If you use it for a sec, it's going to go into the food and the asers. Oh. He argues in both. Shmuel says Malich is kirseach, kavish is mevushel. Yechon says no. Amar bay, had the rabbin lessa. Rabbin Amar b'yechon that says that Malich is not kirseach and kavish is not kimevushel is wrong. Fake news. Why? Dahi pinka, dahave bay Rav Ami. The Malach Bisra, the Tavre, okay? Karish Shalcher, as Rashi says. The law that everyone knows, that earthenware, you cannot do Hagala. So therefore, if it absorbs tray, that's it, you got to throw it out. So over here also, this pink over here, Rav Ami, had to get rid of, because they salted something in it. The Malach Bisra. Michti, Rav Ami, Talmud Rabbi Yechon Hava, right? He's Talmud Rabbi Yechon. Michti, right? My time of Tavre, La Mishum, the Sham Lever Minor Rabbi Yechon. Talmud Rabbi Yechon, I'm stumbling. If he broke it, means you heard that from Rabbi Yechon. So how can you tell me the Talmud Melech Harei Kerseach? If Melech is not Kerseach, by Tzaynin, you use a cleave, a treif cold, you just wash it out, it's out, right? Yosef of Kana, Achad Rabbi Yehuda, Kamed Rabbi Huna, Yosef of Kama, Ka'ar Shmelch Mabasar, Asa Lechel Barasech. Like we just said. Oh, but now he's adding, Tzinayin Shechot Choy, Besakin, Mut Le'achloy, Bekutach. Okay? You have a radish, or something else that's charif, yeah? That you cut with a fleshig knife. Okay, now says Rashi, Abgav da'agav churfed etznoin igrish who belay mishamnunis asakin akarish olo v'hav ahay etznoin esinas tam rishon shari bola iser mamish. So Rashi says that, and we'll see later about this. Yeah, Rashi learns, and we talk about if you take a knife, yeah. And you cut a dov charef, so it absorbs from the knife. Rashi learned that it's talking about the knife is a dirty knife. And the shamnunis on the knife, that's the problem. By law, we say not like that. Law, we say, you have a clean knife. We say the power of a dov charef is as such that even though there's no heat, we say a dov charef with duchka, the sakina, it's berlei. And therefore, for example, you cut onions, yeah? With one fashtunken onion, you could chafe up your whole kitchen, yeah? That's like, the thing that's most careful is cutting onions. When you cut onions with a fleshing knife, and then you saute it with milk, and a milk gets it, you can manage to chafe up, with one onion, you can manage to chafe up your whole kitchen. But anyway, point is why? Because onion, well, actually, onions are suffering with double charef, but onions were chayish at double charef. That's when I say the davar chara is before it's cooked. You know, after it's sauteed, it's ready. Then it's sweet. Then it's not davar chara. It's only the beginning. So kitchen, we cut an onion with fleshy knife. It means the onion is fleshy. Mela, you won't be allowed to eat that onion with your cheese. That's what's saying over here. According to Rashi, not like that. According to Rashi, it's not a dirty knife. It's a clean knife. According to Rashi, it's not a problem. But that older Shem disagree. Okay? Now, so again, Tznoi Shechot Besakin. Oh, so he's saying, Mutloch Lemakuta, my timer. Gemara's going to argue. My timer, Baya. Hayater Bala. Bahai Sura Bala. Rashi said, Mutloch Lemakuta, Tznoi Makuta. Sheesh Benesu Bechalba. Bechalba. If Irish timer. From the Bala Menashem Lunis, that Tayer Bala. Hooray, when the Tznoi was Balea. The shamnunis of the knife, yeah. So the tznoi that was heter at that point, correct? The shamnunis of meat, why not? Nothing wrong with it. So therefore, you'll not eat with kutah. Amay rav of chibol hateir amay haba soif hayateir. Also, they suru. You telling me, yeah, you have a knife, shamnunis, a dirty knife. The shamlunis goes into the tznoin, yeah, goes into the radish. Now you want to eat, you put the radish and mix it with your cheese dip, yeah. So you have basar with the challah. Like, what do you mean a terrible? Who cares what terrible? Right now, it's not a ter anymore, yeah. Okay, fine. Says Gemara Vayter Elam Rabba. So, what's the difference? Again, what is the Baya coming to explain? It's coming to explain the memra, right? That says, Ka'ara shemal v'basa asalach barasayach. Sinai shechad v'sakeh mutalach. The difference between the bowl that you did malicha and the tznoi that you cut with a knife. Yeah? Says the Gemara. What's the difference? So Abaye tried to say because the terrible is surabola, rava, shine out of the sky for that. Elam rava. Hi ef shalomitame, hi lef shalomitame. The meat, you could taste the onion and see it doesn't have tam basar, or the tam became batal. Right? You could taste it. All right, tam means tam. You guys both taste it. That's tam, right? You can't taste it, there's no tam. Okay, the blood, yeah, you can't taste it. You can't try it and see if there's when you take that bowl, you want to use it for hot meat. You can't taste and see, right? So El Merav, Hi Efshalom Mitamei, Hi Lo Efshalom Mitamei. Only a popular Rava, Blood Mekfela. What's the problem? You're right. You can't taste it because of chashash blood. But why don't you give it to the chef to taste? Kfeil armoy, go eat your chef. Me like tanan. Kedeir shebishu by basar. Lo yivashu b'chalav. Okay, you have a pot that you cook meat. And you can have a chalon pot. You can't make an onion with cheese soup. Yeah? Mimbishu but imbishu but eisen tam. If you cook your milk soup in a chalon pot, so it's totally if this is seen as tam. Bishul b'truma, lo yivashu b'chulin. Again, you have a pot, you cook truma, so you can't cook chulin in it, because the czar can't eat the tam of the truma. Then bishul b'nais and tam. Ramina, bishul b'truma toim be'kayim. You want to know, you cook truma. Now you cook non-truma. You want to know, did the time of the chuma go into the non-chuma? A very simple answer. Give a little bit to the kayin. Kayin will taste it. And he'll decide, he'll tell you whether he tasted it or not. But, basa b'chalav, my timer. How can you tell me, k'nei shabishu b'basar, le'i bash b'chalav, and bishu b'nais in time? How are you supposed to figure out if it tasted or not? V'amalon, right? So he answered, let them make fela. You give it to a Goyish chef to taste. Right? So you see, Gurulai, the guy is a chef. Chef, I'm away. Hachanan, let the mikveh. So they're also, why are you telling me is the difference between Ka'ara Shemal Babasa or Sinai Shechatach Ba, the Sakin Shel Shechal Basa, the Sinai you can taste, and the blood, the clay that you use for Melicha, you can taste. Just like we see in this Mishnah of Kadesh Shemesh Babasa, you can't cook Chalav. We say we rely on the Kveila. So we also rely on the Kveila. Achanami, let me Kveila. Achanami, he come in like a Kveila. And Achanami, that's, there's no difference. The whole Nafkamina is, if you don't have a Kveila, here you can taste it, and here you can't taste it.
What?